We're doing Iyov. We're up to what's called the 8th chapter, Pasuk Yud Aleph. And Bildad HaShuchi has told Iyov, till when will you speak so much? Do you really think God will twist around justice? Do you think God is unfair? Your children sinned, so he paid them back. And if you'd seek him out, so then Hashem would pay you for your righteousness, and then things would just get better and better. If you really want to know God's ways, talk to the elders. And the earlier generations, they would tell you, and that's where we're up to, Hayig'e gome belo vitzaha, yisge achu velimayim. Does the gome tree grow without its mud? Vitza over here is like botz. Does the gome tree grow without its botz, without its mud? Does the achu grow without its water? Achu is another type of plant. Odet, what? It could be a meadow. The Mitzuda says it's a type of plant. Odenu ve'ibo lo yikatef ve'lifnei chol chatzir yivash. When it still has it's lush, when it's still flourishing, odenu ve'ibo lo yikatef, then you won't find that it breaks. When does it break? When it loses its sap, when it loses its lush. Velifnei chol chatzir yivash. But the way things work is that when do you have the fall, the leaves fall off the trees? When it dries out, that's when it gets cut down. Now that's also the way we harvest the fields. We wait for things to dry. That's when things get cut down. That's when things break off. So we'll see in a second what his allusion is. This is a mashal. Kein, so too. Ochot kol shochecheil v'tikvat chaneif toved. And that's the way the people who forget God, that's the way they behave. When things are going good, so then everything's nice, everything's sweet. When things go bad, then suddenly, boom, everything gets destroyed. Asher yakot kislo uveit akavish mivtacho. That when a person doesn't have bitachon, when he doesn't have true faith, so then it's like a house that's made by a spider. That his kislo, his what he has faith in, what he relies on, will get cut down. Uveta kavish mivtacho, and the place where he feels secure is really like a house of spiders. So he's saying, just like this tree, so long as it has sap, it doesn't get cut down. So to those who forget Hashem, when everything seems good, fine, everything's good. But then when things go bad, then everything collapses, everything crumbles. And so do you. It's as though what they were relying on, whatever bitachon they seem to have, whatever connection they seem to have to God, it all crumbles because it wasn't real. Yishayin al beito v'lo ya'amod yachzik bo v'lo yakum. And he relies on his house, like the person who has a house that's made, that's a bit akavish, like a house of spider webs, and he can't stand, he can't rely on that. And yishen al beito velo yamod, yachzik bo velo yakum. He tries to hold on to it to stand up, and he cannot. Velo yakum over here also means lo yitkayem, it doesn't last. And what he's referring to is that you, we all had it good, so that's because you did some good things, that's true, and Hashem paid you back for those good things, and that swiftly passed. And when it passed, so then, bam, everything falls. So he says, just like the gomer has all this lush, and it grows, and it causes it to grow so much that it uses up all of its sap and dries out, and then it gets cut down. So too, the good that this person got is good that really used up his merit, so that when something bad happens, he totally collapses. And he's alluding to Eeyore. You had it good, right? You used up your merits. And then, when the time comes, you don't have real faith, and that's why you collapse, everything crumbles. V'tov hu lifnei shamish v'al ganato yonato teitze. And here he's alluding to the way of Hashem, and he says, this tree, on the one hand, it has sap when it stands up, and everything seems nice, and it extends over the whole garden. And he says this is a reference to what when things bad happen to tzaddikim. So then it's ratovu lifnei shamish. It's like a tree that really has a lot of sap, even though the sun is beating down on him, and he could stand up to the sun because inside he has a lot of sap. Val ganato, and over his whole garden yonakto teitze, his branches extend, and he gives shade to others as well. Al gal shorashav yesubachu beit avanim yechzeh, and his roots extend to the waters, to the streams of water. Gal could be like gulat maim, a stream of water. Al gal, the stream of water, shorashav, his roots, yesubachu, they lesabech is also to take hold of. So his roots take hold of underground, they extend and they take hold of sources of water. Bet avanim yechzeh, and yechzeh is also like a machoz, a protection. So he's saying that this tree can stand on the border of a house of stones, and it's as though it has the glory behind it, meaning there's the tree and there's the house behind the tree. Again, he's referring to the tree. Now he's going over and talking about a tree that's a reference to the tzaddik. And he says, until now I described one kind of tree, the tree that's like the gome or the ahu, that seems to be lush, seems to be growing, and then it uses up all its sap, and then it gets cut down. That was Pasuk Yudbet. Odenu v'ibo, it seems to be flourishing, so long as it still has sap, lo yikatef. V'lifnei chol chatzir, but before the time comes to harvest it, yivash, it's quick to dry up. Ken ochot kol shochayel, this is the way of those who forget God. V'tikvat chanef tovet, asher yakot kislo v'takavish miftocho, what they rely on, that all crumbles. Yishen al beito v'lo yamod yachzik bo v'lo yakum. But on the other hand, Ratov lifnei shamesh, he's going over to describe, according to the Mtsudot, he's going over to describe a different type of tree. And he says, when it comes to what's bad to the tzaddikim, that's like a tree that is, it has its sap and it could stand up to the sun. Val ganato yonakto titze, its branches extend over the garden. Algal shorashav yesubachu, his roots extend out to streams of water. Bet avanim yechzeh, and with it you see a beautiful house. It has all the glory that it should have, even though the sun can try and beat down on it. And that's a reference to the fact that bad things do happen to righteous people. Im yevale'en umim komoho v'chichesh boho lo ri'iticha. He says, and if someone comes to destroy it from its place, v'chichesh bo, and he tries to uproot it with all its roots so that there's nothing left from the tree, and then lo ri'iticha, the place it's as though you've never seen the tree there. It seems there's no remembrance from that tree. He says, you see, even a tree like that can undergo something that someone will uproot it completely. Hen hu misos darko umeyafar acher yitzmachu. But it seems like the tree is being destroyed. It's not so. The tree really is happy because that tree has its internal strength, has its sap, and then if it's planted somewhere else, again, it'll grow again. It's not going to be totally destroyed. Yeah? Okay, so he's saying again, this is a reference to tzaddik. A tzaddik, even when something bad happens, it's not like a tree is uprooted and it disappears, but wherever he's going to land, he's going to have that internal connection to his creator, and then he'll be able to take root and grow again. So, I don't know if we'll take it that far yet. So far he's saying you should just know that if bad things happen to a good person, so then really it's for his benefit. It's like a tree being uprooted and it doesn't yet know where it'll grow. He hasn't yet said to Eov's face, you know, you're a bad person. What he's saying is, you know, those who forget God, when bad things happen, they completely crumble. Those who have internal strength, when bad things happen, they just find a new way to take root. Meaning it's a new way to grow. So a person's attitude, he's saying, has to be, if he has true bitachon, if he's really connected to Hashem, then he's a real tzaddik, then he's like that tree that has true internal sap. And then even if you collect it with all its roots, it'll take root in new earth. It'll find its way to grow again. A person, in whatever situation he is, it's really for his benefit. And there's another hidden point there where he's telling Eov, really, when bad things happen to tzaddik, it's really for his benefit. He just doesn't have the understanding to understand it. And this is one of the philosophies that exist within Judaism. One of the answers to tzaddik v'ghalo, and that is that really it's not ghalo, he just doesn't know it. Meaning he doesn't know why it's good, he doesn't have the understanding. But really it's not bad for him. And to an extent, that's what Bildad is telling him. Bildad is not saying you'll grow from it. That this is if something bad happens, it's a challenge to make you grow. It's an isayon like Avraham. He's saying, you don't understand why. We don't know why, but it is for your benefit, and if you're a real tzaddik, then you'll keep growing. Your emunah will allow you to keep growing whatever earth you're put in. Whatever situation you're in, you have to find the way to grow. Now, that takes time. It's like a tree. It has to search for its source of water and how to grow. But he's telling him, you know, that emunah has to be within so that wherever you are, you can continue growing. And therefore, even when bad things happen to the tzaddikim, it's really good. He just doesn't know it. It's another area where he can grow. He doesn't know why it's good for him. But bottom line, it is. Hen el lo yimas tam velo yachazik biyad mereim, because God is not disgusted with those that are whole with Him, and God would not hurt or harm for no reason those that are whole with Him. And by the same token, lo yachazik biyad mereim, He doesn't take those who do bad and strengthen them. There is an order, and God is paying people back based on what they do. You don't understand it. You don't understand it, but there is an order. Ad yemale sechok picha usfatecha teruah. And so too, he says, you should know that God will not be disgusted with you. Ultimately, He will pay you back well, and ultimately, yemale sechok picha, your laughter will be returned and refilled. And ultimately, usfatecha teruah, your lips will sing God's praise when things will get better. Here it seems, according to this understanding, that Bildad is not saying badly to Eov. He's not saying you don't have true faith. He's telling him, hang in there. Things are going to get better, and this is for your benefit. And believe me, things will get better to the point of sone'echa yilbeshu vohoshet. The oil reshaim, einenu, says, even those that hate you, and now they've taken advantage of your downfall, they will be dressed with shame. They're going to be put down ultimately, because things will get better for you, and then they'll be shamed. The oil reshaim, but you should know that when the wicked's tent gets hurt, then einenu, it's destroyed completely. But you will make it back. Hang in there, you. Now, what's bottom line? What's he telling him? He's telling him something very similar to Eliphaz. He's telling him God is watching over you, and if something's happening to you, then God chose to have it happen to you. Must be your children deserved to get destroyed over there. Must be they were sinful. Look, they were partying all the time, so God took them in the place where they were partying and destroyed them. He says, you know, if the wicked have it good, it's like this gome tree that grows and uses up its sap, and then ultimately it gets cut down. And by the same token, if the righteous have it bad, it's really good for them. It's like you have to uproot a tree, and that's a potential for its further growth when you replant it somewhere else. That's really what's happening to you, Eov. So to speak, you're going to be given a new start. We don't know. We don't understand. And he's ending with words of comfort to Eov, telling him, you know, things will get better. Don't let this knock you off your horse. Things will get better. We don't know why you had to be uprooted. All of your wealth and everything had to be cut down, and you had to take a fresh start. We don't know why, but God is watching over the world, so it must be for good, and you'll keep going. And the nice thing in his speech is that he's going with Eov. He's not questioning Eov's righteousness. He's saying, no, Eov, you are righteous, and things will get better. This is what we would think how a friend should comfort. And this brings us now to Eov's answer. You with me? Vayan Eov vayomar. So Eov answers, and now he's focused on what Bildad said. So Bildad began by saying, you know, God wouldn't go against justice. So Eov's going to concede to that. Eov's going to say, I know. And that's why I didn't want to attribute all this injustice that's happening to me to God. He's saying, you know, if I believe that there's hashgacha, that God is controlling what's happening to me, then it's injustice. I agree with you that God is not unjust, and therefore I prefer to say that God gave control of the world to the stars, to nature. That's my preference, because I don't want to say that he's unjust. At the same time, by saying that he's given it over to the laws of nature, to the order of things, then at the same time I have a complaint, because then even if I'm righteous, then that doesn't matter. I'm still left to the hands of nature. So then there's no difference if I'm righteous or not. So Yov says like this, Omnam yadati ki chein, uma yitzdak enosh im el. It's true, I know you're right. And how could a human be out just, so to speak, be more just than God? Im yachpots lariv imo lo yanenu achat mini alef. And if a person wants to argue with God, he can't. God never answers him. You could have 1,000 questions, and God doesn't just come out of the sky and answer you. And we're going to see that here Eov errs again. God will appear and answer Eov at the end. Chacham levav ve'amitz koach mihiksha elav vayishlam. Even if someone's very smart and very strong and he's got everything in his favor, how could he turn to heaven and speak and ultimately things will work out well? It's not going to work. As much strength as you have, and this is Be'ezrat Hashem where we'll pick up Eov's description of God's strength, and the fact that he knows that you really can't win, and there's not the shim. So that's, we'll see Eov's continuation of his, so to speak, refutation of Bildad's words.